Hit him with a three count. Pin him to the ground and the crowd go wild. Man down, know what y'all like. Hit him with a three count. On the top rope, crowd already know how I fly him to the.
Oh, look at that. We made it.
Yo. It's your boy, your cousin, your nephew. It's the Don of the Mid-Atlantic and the Grapital Region's best kept secret. I am the Don, Chaz Evans, and you're checking out the hottest debate show in all of pro wrestling. The Three Count Podcast presents Chaz and Friends. Let me introduce to you my friends. Introducing first. He just stepped away.
Continue.
Yeah, I was trying to switch things up.
Things up and keep on going, fool.
All right. Keep on going. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is the host, okay, of the daily late night news show, the only late night wrestling news show, all right, in professional wrestling.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the only one. All right. He's the host of that hot show called The Villains Lounge. All right. He's also your master of ceremonies for your watch alongs. All right. He's the Dark Lord, the Dark Goat, ladies and gentlemen. He is Damien Fatal.
Hey, I hear something funny. So, that intro video, right? It's got me in there in my car. I finally got him back.
Hey. It's completely done.
Driving smooth. Great. I'm going to go back out there. Let me stop now. I'm going back out there. I did
all the court to set this.
I might go back out there, but still, you know, it's great to have him back. But I'm good. Long fucking day for daylight savings. It has been a long fucking day for a Sunday. So I'm going to be a little, probably a little rah-rah today. Not much sleep. It's been a, oh, fuck. That's the best. It's gonna be an interesting week. I can't wait until the 15th. It's gonna be fun,
bro. That should be interesting.
Yeah, and I might even bring you guys along for my travels.
That should be fun.
From Utah. Hell yeah.
Do a supervillain vlog.
Yeah. So
seeing you with a vlog. Knowing how your life works, right? And how things happen to you. I need a vlog.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Yeah, I got front. Don't be with me, so I might have to hang with somebody.
Bro, things just happen to Damien when he travels. I don't know why.
Dude. Like, the last time I traveled, I was wrestling for a little...
Was that your phone?
Yeah.
A little small. Sorry, network exec.
What a good... Hey, I can't
just drop in. What's up, TJ?
Wow.
What's up, Caitlin?
This is not even the time to go to the comments.
Yeah, right? I just kind of hijacked the beginning of this.
So, you sure did. I was like, I just thought about it, and I was like, wait a minute. We got to introduce Cliff. Like, hold up.
So that's what's been going on. We're going to do this. We're going to have some fun. The 15th is going to be fun. The 14th is going to be fun. It's going to be a good weekend. Looking forward to it. That's it.
All right. Cool. All right, cool. After that wonderful monologue.
Thank you. Look, I'm a villain. What do I do that? That's what I do best.
Look.
Monologue along.
Yeah. I didn't, reveal my plan.
About to say, next time when you do that, I'll make sure I give you the spotlight, so you have the whole screen when you start monologuing again.
Hey, look at that.
But all right. Anyway, let me introduce to you the man that runs this show. Okay, the face of the Three Count Podcast. All right, the highly acclaimed, award-winning interview show. Okay, yes, I said it. Highly acclaimed and award-winning. It's just not awards that you know of. But that interview show is award-winning. Okay. And it should be. So, ladies and gentlemen, he's the host of that. All right. He's the leader of the Dog Nation. Okay. He is. Wait a minute. Pause.
What is the leader?
The leader. The leader.
Yo, what is going on right now? Now, it is the Air Force Veteran Intel Specialist, the one you call on when you need to get the job done, and your friendly neighborhood Red Dog. That's right. The forgotten member of Pure Ignorance. That's right. Your friendly neighborhood Red Dog.
Every time you say it, I'm gonna ignore it. So I'm ignoring it.
I mean, you've done well enough by that. Every time I turn around, somebody got to insert themselves into all these family photos.
You did leave my family photo.
Look, he does. Listen, people don't know. And if we, I can find one super fast, or Cliff, if you can find one super fast, just so people can see one. He does this on a regular basis, not just with pure ignorance. He's a stalker, guys. Stalker. He legitimately, every year for Christmas, my mom has this thing of taking the family photo. All right, so we take the family photo we all have our little Santa hats on, and she has a little crazy one. So we take it every year now, and every year, I think now this is probably the third. Yeah. It's third year in a row he's done this, where he has placed himself
that's
into the family photo, like he was always there.
Because I was always there.
That's great. He's there in spirit, said buddy. So. He's there in spirit, buddy.
Always there.
Had my grandma confused looking at that photo. She was like, I don't remember. Because he wasn't, grandma. He wasn't.
It is fun, because every year I see the family photo come out and I'm like, hey, I'm not in here. And then I was like, yo, I gotta make this happen. And then I do things like this. Ayo, Damon, you ain't ready for this.
Every year.
Every year, man.
Every year.
Oh, that's great.
Without fail.
Yeah, you can't stop. You got to keep it up.
No, he can't, because guess what? Because guess what? My mother eggs it on, and she just she plays along with it, and just me and Josh are just like, oh my gosh.
Shout outs to mom for accepting me in the family.
Shout outs to my mom. Alrighty. This is not a podcast about my wonderful family, my beautiful family who were just on the screen. This is a podcast about wrestling. So make sure you follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. 3count_pod on Twitter/X, wherever you want to call it. I like to call it Twitter. Anyway.
It's because it's fucking Twitter. It's fucking Twitter. God damn it.
Twitter.
Elon Musk is an idiot. I said it. I fucking said it.
As we're watching it live right now on Twitter, I'm gonna.
Yeah, what is he gonna do? He gonna come to my house?
No, he's gonna cut us off, and I keep checking, looking over to make sure to see if he cuts us off. But anyway, so he hasn't cut us off yet. All right, yeah. Make sure you follow us there. 3count pod on everything else. Let's get right down to it. Also, if you haven't done so, make sure you hit that subscribe button though. All right, yeah. On YouTube, so you can see too. Like that, so you can see Now Into the Ring. All right.
And the villains. And the villains.
And I was getting there. And the villains lounge. And the watch alongs. And everything else in between. Make sure you do that. Let's get to it.
No.
Temp check.
Because everybody here on the Infinite Network, we don't care about your favorite SoundCloud rapper or whatever movie was going on right now. Just know the bad guy dies at the end. The
couple sure falls
in love. Whatever happens. Whatever movie it was.
They won't be all right. They'll be there.
That guy wins.
Ha!
What happens? One of three endings.
One of three endings. Temp check. All right. For those of you who don't know what temp check is where we give you our hottest and or coldest wrestler going into this week. So from Sunday night of last week to Sunday night of this week, hottest and or coldest wrestler of the week. Yeah, and for an added touch, we're going to give you our match of the week. All right. Yeah. Red Dog, start us off. What's the temperature like over there?
Meh.
Meh.
let's just start off with our coldest wrestler of the week. And this is the first time I've said his name on this show. So, you know, it is what it is. But Daddy Magic Matt Menard is going to be our coldest wrestler of the week. My man was in a match less than 15 seconds and just got murdered by a kill switch. So, you know, that's where he rides.
That did happen.
It sure did happen. It didn't need to happen, but it happened.
It didn't need to, but it definitely did. So my hottest wrestlers of the week, and notice I said wrestlers, because I have a 1A, B, C, and a D.
Oh, shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, I do.
Are you really
do?
Are you?
We're gonna go from the bottom up. My 1D, Alec Price, and I'm gonna tell you why. Alec Price had an amazing match at Beyond against Matt Cardona, came out with a victory. So I wanted just to give some love to him. And then the rest of these are gonna make sense right afterwards. My 1C, Tony D'Angelo, because we gotta be honest, man. That win over Carmelo, that was
the win, man.
Me and him got beef.
That's fine. My 1B, Tiffany Stratton, because again, hey, you know, they're really just strapping a rocket to her and setting her off. Tiffy time. And then last but not least, my 1A isn't even a wrestler. What? It's Fight Club Pro. Because let's be honest, they were at Awesome Con yesterday. They got to put on some stuff. So I definitely want to give a lot of props to them for that. My 1B for my match of the week is, again, I mentioned earlier, Alec Price versus Matt Cardona. And then my 1A is actually Tony D'Angelo versus Carmelo Hayes.
Okay.
All right. What do you got, Damien?
Oh, fuck me. Oh, God. Didn't I pick him like last week? Sean Spears from Ahadas.
Oh, yeah, you did pick him.
I enjoyed his match that he had on next.
His match was good. I give him credit.
So, like, we've been shitting on him for years. But
it was deserved, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. But now
we were shitting on him, well deserved. He deserved to be shitted on.
Yeah, now that he's back home, though, he deserves to get his props. So I'm gonna give Sean Spears a leg up on that one. Cold as always. Chris Jericho, and I'm gonna throw Tony Khan in there too.
Oh no!
Then it's gonna be. It kind of ties into the first topic. Because he's a fucking idiot. So I'm just saying that's too much money.
Well, and, I won't deny that.
That's like way too much money. God damn it. I must be tired or high. I don't know. But
or both.
Our match of the week is Ospreay versus Fletcher. That's the only match I watched for Dynamite, so it doesn't matter. I'm going to give them that. I really enjoyed it. The only thing I watched on Dynamite, that and Okada. Like, showing up. That's it.
I'm pinching to make sure this isn't. To make sure everyone sees that he definitely said that.
Yeah, I know. I said it. I
smacked myself a couple times. Wake up. I know I didn't get enough sleep, you know, because of the time change and all that. I want to make sure I'm awake and I didn't fall asleep on the couch. All right, I'm here. This is all right. You did say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. I'm gonna repeat it. All right, yeah, you don't have to repeat it because I did hear you. I made sure I know I heard you. And I just wanted you to make sure you did and acknowledge that you did say it. Go ahead, Cliff. What's your match of the week? Since we skipped that one for you.
What? I gave you my match of the week.
I missed it. I must have been paying attention. Anyway, go ahead. Anyway, it's my turn.
Already because I said
that's crazy.
Look, he said Damien said Ospreay did something good, and I honestly forgot we were really doing a show. I was I had to make sure we were on the right earth. That's crazy. Anyway, let's go. Let's do this. My coldest wrestler of the week, Sammy Guevara.
I was gonna pick him.
Sammy Guevara. Coming, if the news that came out that dummy, and I don't use dummy as the Baltimore term of endearment, I use the term as its Webster meaning, as a dum-dum, stupido, whatever other word that you can describe to be dumb as bricks. All right, if it's true that he got told to wrap it up, and he still, you know, because of the concussion protocol that company has, you still want to go do a spot and then your finish. And not only does your finish involves a knee to the head. How much of an indie schmuck are you? To like, come on, like.
Okay, look, let's be fair, right?
Is no be fair. And I was being fair because guess what? I went to, the whole time I go, you know what, Jeff? Maybe you just need to stop. Maybe you just need to stop.
Jeff. No, I'm not blaming it on Jeff.
I'm not blaming anybody for the situation.
Oh no, I'm blaming.
I'm blaming on the fact of the reason being is that what you call it, if he is suspended because he did not follow the concussion protocol, which is to just pin it, you know, pin the match, go home. He deserves to get suspended. Honestly, at this point, you need to just give him the pink slip, let him go. But we can talk about that next week.
No, I think the ref should have gotten more in trouble because he didn't stop the fucking match.
That's not up for debate because of the fact that if you have protocol, though. If you have protocol, you got to follow the company protocol. Yes, we can debate ethics on whether or not he should stop the match or not. But if he's following protocol,
I agree because when you look at the situation with Deonna Purrazzo and Madison Rayne, when that scary ass DDT, yeah, when she had spiked herself, like you saw in Deonna's face, like what was going on, and then the ref said, "Yo, take it home," and she put on that submission, right? She's locked in. I think she's locked in like an ankle lock, whatever. She put in the submission, and it went right home. It wasn't like Deonna's like, "No, but I have to hit her with this like deadlift German suplex." Like, no, they just took it home, and like Sammy was like, "Hey, yo, nah, man, I'm gonna hit this shooting star press," which injured him further. It's like, come on,
dummy.
He was. What did you say? What if Sammy didn't hear him? Though my thing is, what if Sammy didn't hear him?
Nah, I'm sure.
You could put that in perspective. You know how it is.
You could put it in perspective, but at some point in time, like I'm sure the ref probably said it more than just once. So I would hope he would.
I mean, he was looking there like.
I mean, again, though, it's. I'm just gonna go ahead and just be like, hey, listen, man, it's AEW 0, Hardy's 2 on the injuries list because it just they're not protecting our guys, dude.
Not at all.
I think Sammy's got it out for the Hardys.
He got
later hurt too. That don't.
He got denied an autograph one time when he was a kid. Never forgave him.
Terrible. All right, but my hottest.
One day I'm gonna injure them both.
My hottest wrestler. Okay, it's been a while. But listen, that guy made his debut. All right. And that's a bad man. Okay? That man is Okada.
Man, fuck that nigga.
Hey, you know, just for
fun. I can tolerate the Bucks if it gives me that bad man. Okay? That beast from the East. Okay, and I'm not talking about the other guy. Yeah, no, the Rainmaker, that coin drop. I said, ooh, woo.
Hey, do me a favor. What's his first name?
That's not the point. What his first name is?
Yeah, what's Okada's first name?
Anyway, right, hey, that's my hottest wrestler of the week.
Let me keep 100. If you guys that's know
my hottest.
Go ahead. Right, go ahead. Back to episode one.
That's my hot look.
And look, find out how many times Chaz actually says his first name.
You have trouble pronouncing it?
I do, and I'm not going to butcher it. So I choose not to butcher it. I choose to be professional.
I have my moments.
Guess what? The funny thing is this. Look, I rewatched Collision today. And like just full transparency. So I knew I had Okada. As soon as Okada came out with the Elite, I had him as my hottest wrestler. There was nothing else nobody could say. That's just what it was. So I wanted, and I kept listening to how they were pronouncing it because I wanted to say it on the show. I wanted to do it. So I've been practicing. And before I got on, I said it like twice. And I looked at my wife and I went, yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to call him Okada.
It's the way that it's just the way that it's pronounced. You just have to be
careful. Exactly. And I'm not confident. And I said it fine. Like I got it, but I don't feel confident to say it on the air.
You have to say it slow.
Yeah, and I don't want to sound like a dumb dumb.
Unless you say it.
I don't want to sound like how Sammy Guevara acts.
Damn, that's crazy.
But anyway, let's check the comments. I see the comments is blowing up. Yeah. So let's see what they say. before we move on to our first topic, since we are talking about the Rainmaker.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
Chaz, what it do? Let's hop in. Chaz, I hear kissing Cliff's ass. Hey, yo, that's funny. What's up, fellas? And Chaz, god damn, that's word crazy.
That's crazy. I could keep your hat.
Pure Ignorance has 432 members, only two allies.
That's fair.
Same. this is regarding the family photo. Hey, yo.
That was good.
Cliff is Charles' mom's favorite child.
That's fact. That's the fact. That's factual. That's factual.
I enjoy Shane Taylor versus Brian Danielson on Collision. I want to
go over. That's my match of the week. I'm sorry. I didn't get to say yeah. We got on a whole other channel, but that's my match of the week. I ended up watching, like I said, I ended up rewatching. I got to watch it today, finally, and it was everything I asked for. That's my match of the week.
And I want my damn hat.
I got it. It's sitting right there.
That's crazy.
But you've been talking crazy out your neck, so I don't know if you should get it.
Damn, that's crazy. That's wild.
People's hats.
I know.
No, I still nothing. It's just sitting right there. I'm looking at it.
People's hats.
I'm looking at it. No. I'll decide if I want to give you your hat. Actually, no, you know what? I'll give you a hat because you defended us during that when the hype was talking crazy.
But also, if you're checking us out right now, invite more people to come check us out, man. This looks like right now we're actually sitting at 19 viewers right now. So if you guys can, keep sharing this out with your friends, and then you know, go ahead and follow us on all of our social media platforms and subscribe to our YouTube channel, and then come chat it up with us. We would love to hear from you guys and hear what you guys got to say. So you know,
heck yeah,
do those things.
I mean, I don't care about your comments, but I mean, I'd like to see your comments.
That's true. But let's get to our first topic. We're talking about Okada. He's made his American. Yes, what you said.
Yeah.
He made his debut outside of New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's All Elite, and he's a part of the Elite. So will he be as successful as he was in New Japan Pro Wrestling? Let's start with you, Damian.
All right. No offense, or anything, but I'd rather him not be in the Elite. Like, you know, like I can't put up with that. Like, nah, I can't stand the Bucks. There's nobody you can put the Bucks with that I'm going to enjoy. So I'm not going to enjoy this. However, though, I kind of feel like this is kind of the perfect plan because you really think about it. He's not as big in America than he is outside of America. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. So for him to be here now in AEW, this will basically give him that bigger portfolio so he can make a shit ton more money in 3 years when he leaves to go to WWE. Genius.
Cliff?
Yeah. No, I agree. Do I think he's going to be as successful as he is in New Japan? I think he has a possibility of being more successful than he does in New Japan, but I don't know if it's through AEW. I know a lot of people be like, what? Like, I'm not trying to put down AEW at all, and that's not what I'm trying to get at. But what I am trying to say is that you have this ability to launch yourself into a bigger platform, kind of like what Cody did. I mean, let's be real. Like, Cody was a big star getting out of WWE, blows it up on the indies, goes into AEW, blows it up even more, and then gets into WWE, and now look at him. You know what I mean? Like, this man is on a whole nother level. Look at the same way with AJ Styles. AJ was the same exact way. AJ was, he was great in Impact. We all loved him at TNA. Yep. And then he goes to New Japan. He gets bigger there. He comes to WWE, and guess what happens? The man explodes, okay? I think AEW is a good jump-off point to kind of get him introduced to the rest of the audience. And I know people from Impact and TNA will know who he is. I know people from AEW will know who he is. But the general population who watches WWE does not know who Okada is just yet. They will, but they don't know him just yet. So I think this is a great platform to get him into that next aura of professional wrestlers. And I say that knowing, you know, Shinsuke Nakamura is a definite another example of a person who just like came over to WWE, got showcased really well at NXT. He crossed over to the main roster, and guess what? People didn't really know who he was, but they really liked his song. And then like his wrestling and his ability to get over got over with the crowd. And now he's, you know, he's not just a superstar, he's a megastar. So yeah, I think Okada's on the right path. I just don't know if it's in AEW though.
Yeah, I don't think it'll. I think he'll be, like you said, it'll be successful. I just don't think it'll be where it should be because we know who he is. You know what I mean? So I think this is a good jump off. Good jump off. And he got to milk Tony for a shit ton of money.
A shit ton of money.
13 mil? Is it 13.7? Some crazy ass number like that? Four and a half. Every year.
He's worth it. I didn't say he wasn't. Let me tell you something. That man Okada, that's Jordan. All right. He just got his first three-peat. All right.
But WWE,
you want to say, will he be as successful? He's gonna be even more successful. Okay. Because he just got his first three-peat. He's Michael Jordan in the 90s, okay. He's playing baseball. Okay. AEW is baseball. Wow.
Is this baseball? Hey, yo, Tony, get this man right now. Okay. This man just said your league is minor, my guy.
Are we gonna last? And how much is AEW on Netflix? AEW on Netflix?
Hey, they're on TNT.
All right then. They're on TNT. How much did Turner pay? Did Turner pay $5 billion? Oh, we don't. No, they didn't.
They don't have the pedigree either.
That's not exactly. So they will always be the money
right now. Just talking so much.
I can't wait. And please. You
might as well call them development.
I'm not gonna say that at all. I won't say that at all. No. I won't say that.
You might as well.
It's like if the NBA, and then you got the EuroLeague. Like what?
AEW is the EuroLeague.
Yeah, I would. Fine.
What's Impact? What's TNA?
Another EuroLeague. They got different EuroLeagues.
You're in a G League.
No, the G League is in is NXT level NXT. Up.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. No, that's not right. No. That can't be right.
Yeah.
Because I'm not gonna accept that. NXT Why? Is the developmental league.
No, it's not. NXT level up is.
You said it yourself.
NXT is not the developmental brand. Let's hear what y'all say.
They only got $20 million or $25 million for their TV rights. That ain't a lot.
Anyway, back to the point of a little bit successful. Yes, he's gonna be. I do feel like he's gonna be more successful than he was. You're right on the simple fact is that not a lot of people in the American standpoint know who Okada is. Your hardcore wrestling fans, those who know what New Japan Pro Wrestling is and they know wrestling, know who Okada is. We know who Okada is. We are wrestling fans. So I think the being in the elite is a great way for people who don't know Okada, who watch AEW, can be of like, oh, all right, he's with the elite, da 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 da, boom, get to know who Okada is. But I don't think Okada's going to reach his full potential until he does go to WWE, where he's going to be on a bigger platform. I think we all can agree on that. It is what it is.
Roman Reigns versus Okada at WrestleMania.
That's fire. And 46. Give me
opening.
Give me everything. Okay, look.
I just want to see Chaz lose his mind. What? Opening? He ain't no opener. He's a main eventer.
Look. Listen, he is a main eventer, but listen, opening opening is fine. If you just give me Roman Reigns and Okada at WrestleMania, I'm fine. I'm happy.
We got 3 years.
Exactly, and I can wait 3 years.
I would wait three years for that.
I'm not gonna front. I would wait 3 years.
Because give me Okada versus Eddie Kingston if that's what we're setting up for. Oh my goodness. Yes. Yes.
That has potential to go either way.
Oh my goodness. Eddie versus any Japanese wrestler is fire. And that's it is what it is. And I think he's a big fan of Japanese wrestling. So
Okada's like a different monster than everyone.
Oh, exactly. He's a bad man.
I'm just saying, it's like his style is completely different from all the people that.
Oh, absolutely.
Eddie is based, so that's why I said it can go either way.
We could have like a lot of dream matches. Let me get I just want Okada versus Swerve.
That would be fun.
That'd be cool.
Or give me Okada versus
Joe. Don't do that. Don't be like, that'd be cool. Don't do that. As soon as Swerve, we announced for Okada. Oh my God, we're really getting this.
The match will be fire.
Give me Okada and Joe. I'll take Okada and Joe.
Okada and Joe be good.
Yeah.
I'm good with that one.
I want that run back of Shinsuke versus Okada.
I want Okada and AJ Styles in WWE.
I want that too.
Because that'll probably be AJ's come up in the last couple of years of his contract. So yes. He's probably done. So yeah, give me that.
I can't believe you said that. Level Up is the G League. Level Up is not the G League. That's practice.
What?
Practice.
Oh my God.
We're talking about practice. Not the game. Not the thing. No, we're talking about practice. It's practice. It's practice. Like, what are we talking about? The G League? No, man. Level Up. It's practice. It's practice.
All right, brother. It's practice.
It's what we thought was practice.
It's developmental.
It's practice.
He just gave up. We can go back and forth for another 15 minutes, and I don't think people want to sit us going back and forth on whether or not if it's the G League or not. I'll let him have it. I want to move on to your dumbass of the week. He wants to stay on the topic of whether or not it's the G League, which it is.
Because we have so many different voices now who can actually put in their opinions, and we can listen to you guys talk about whether you think NXT is developmental or not.
It is.
It's not.
All right, what do you call
it? No, I say it is. I say NXT, it's developmental. You're the ones out here saying it's not.
Is NXT the Tuesday night NXT? Is that developmental? No.
It is.
No, it's not. God. You know what? Fine. You know we're gonna change it. We're gonna switch it up. Go ahead. Say it. Put your.
No. Go with the dumbass of the week.
No.
You go.
No,
you go ahead. You sorry. I forgot. It's Chaz and Friends. It's not Red Dog and Friends today.
It's
I'm
not.
I'm in a whole different spot anyway. I'm in the bottom over here, not usually. It's ridiculous.
Hey.
No,
it's NXT developmental. Hold on. I gotta make it. Yeah. Is it? Here we go. Let's put it out there. Is it developmental?
Hold on. Then if we're gonna do this, all right. So look, we've already got Cliff, you're in the wrong spot. So fair comparison. Apparently for your Euro League comment.
Thank you.
And if you were laughing,
NXT, right. I'll give you this. You know what? How about this? I'll switch it up. I'll take this down. I'll change my argument. How about this? I'll give you this. NXT. You know what? No, I can't even say that. No, I can't even agree with that. No, I'm thinking about it. I can't. Because I would say no, because I don't agree with that. I think the Indies is college ball. I was gonna say in a Level Up will be college, then you can have NXT as the G League. But I don't agree with that.
I mean that's a better accurate. That's
a lot more accurate. It's a lot more
ridiculous.
Accurate.
This man out here just fooling everything. No, because I would agree probably like the Indies. I would include the Indies as like more high schoolish, like everybody's still like developing. Yeah, hear me out. Right, so you're developing, you're growing. Right, it's varsity. Right, let's be real. Because hey, let's be real, man. We even talk about there's the Shindies, and then there's like some mid Indies, and then we have some real top tier Indies, and then you have what. You are probably getting signed somewhere, right? Developmental. Mm-hmm. Let's not even say developmental, right? We can use you could use Level Up, right? And we can say that's college. That's where you're going to experiment. You're going to learn more about yourself. You can figure out with the wrestling side of things. And then you're going to go into developmental, the G League, where like you're better at your craft, but you're still like twerking in the little or like moving the little things, like tinkering with it to make it more better for the main stage, like the main roster, like. I can agree with your basketball assessment of what it is to play high school to college or high school to pros.
jump right into it, I see. All right, well, I guess my dumbasses of the week. I'm going to have to put Sammy Guevara on that list. Got to put Sammy. Just that whole entire debacle. Always Chris Jericho, just because Chris Jericho is Chris Jericho. So, like, he just goes on there automatically just because. And I do have a third one. Most people won't agree with this one, but Tony spent $13 million, 2 billion yen on a human being. There's nothing else I need to say about that. That is a bit much, but hey, I guess he really wanted it that bad. So, Tony.
That was funny.
Just because that was fucking ridiculous. You're not even making $13.7 million a year and you're just wasting it. So those are my three. If y'all got anybody else, y'all can put it out there.
That's funny.
Wait, I'm still laughing about Tony. So who else was there? So
Sammy Guevara, Jericho, Tony Khan.
As always, the IWC.
He's always.
They always do something.
It's always the IWC. What is the all of you? Who do you think should be the dumbass of the week? We'll let you all decide, and we'll put your options out there for the last one, and we'll decide whether what they say or not within their answers.
Okay.
You're
breaking up. Give it a second.
Yep. Chaz is back from the Speed Force.
All right.
You can wonderful. All right. Sammy Guevara is my pick.
I totally understand that. Like, that whole situation.
Yeah. Sammy Guevara is my pick. You can put Vince McMahon back on the list just because off principle.
Well, you could. But, like, I mean.
I'm still just for the week. For the week, I'm gonna pick Sammy just because you're a dummy. Stupid. I mean,
Sammy kind of ruins it now because now there's neither of the four pillars are on AEW.
Crazy. You're right, because what you call it? Darby wants to go climb a mountain.
Yeah, also Tony's on the list for letting that nigga go do that. Let's keep it real. You let this man go climb Mount Everest still under contract. Should have just let him out of his contract just in case anything happens. Because it's a very, very big chance that something could happen if he's not careful.
Wait, I want to go. Now I'm thinking about
Mount Everest.
I was sitting there trying to think, like, who were the pillars again? Because I definitely forgot. Then I was like, oh yeah, that's right. I was like,
MJF out hurt. Dumbass over in New Japan. Jack. Sammy and Mount Everest. So, I mean, you know.
That's crazy because, you know, Britt Baker also isn't on the show.
Yeah. She is the pillar of the women's division. Let's just keep it honest. She's the one that was keeping it afloat.
Facts. Damn.
Yeah, look at that.
See a couple of them. A couple of them popping up.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yep. I don't blame you. That was dumb. That whole situation was dumb.
All right, so
here you go. Chris did donate cash for Virgil's funeral. He should get a 1 week pass.
No.
He paid Trump money.
So that's what I was just about to say that. That negates. That was just about. Me and you wanted to say I was just about to say that. I was like, yeah, well, he donated money to Trump, so that just negates that. He's still on the do not touch list. Right. Like we don't like Chris Jericho. Right, I'm gonna put IWC as the last one just because they can always be on there. All right, the tweets out there, folks. So make sure you go to our Twitter page, 3count_pod. All right. Who should be Damian's dumbass of the week? Sammy Guevara, Chris Jericho, Tony Khan, and IWC. All right. Make sure you go vote. You got to the end of the show to vote. And we'll announce who is Damian's dumbass of the week at the end of the show. And then for our podcast listeners, for those catching us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, all that joint where it's a podcast, we're on there. So, we have, you know, for those of you, you can still go vote because you're probably listening to this Monday morning while you're going to work. You can still vote as well. So definitely vote for that as well. So that's the Damian's dumbass of the week. Moving on.
You want to read the comments?
Yeah, read the comments. Let's see what they have to say.
So we got one that says NXT is not developmental.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, tell that to T-Bar. Is that his name? That's his name, right? T-Bar? Or what about Prince Apollo? Isn't that him? That's him too, right? That's him? That's his name, right? Yeah, Chaz, keep ignoring me. You know. We have main roster superstars coming back to NXT every month to gain attention. Again, as I said, T-Bar, right? Yeah, T-Bar. That's that guy. And what about, you know, Prince Apollo, right? Those guys. Laugh emoji. Thanks, King, for checking us out on YouTube. Appreciate it. Go share this out with your friends. As far as Chaz going into the Speed Force, we didn't have these type of problems on Red Dog and Friends. His connection is always good. I'm just saying.
That's right. Yes, because I can only get Xfinity. I hate it. Sorry.
What are you talking about? I got Xfinity. My shit works.
Xfinity and the hood sucks.
I got it out in Whiteville. They probably do it. Better.
No, hood Xfinity sucks.
Oh yeah, I got
it. About Chris. And his name is Dijak now, and he's killing it. Right, his name is Dijak now, but it's not T-Bar, is it? Because that's what it was on the main roster.
Yes, it was
T-Bar. So when he went back to NXT, he had to develop more of his character again.
Oh my goodness!
They send the big stars down there to get some attention on the brand.
Yes,
make things exciting and to give the up and coming talent a little bit of that main roster rub. Makes sense. Look at Becky and Tiffany. Tiffany having that little thing with Becky made it so when she came to the main roster, it was all eyes on her. Right or wrong?
Right.
So.
Oh, but this one, again, here's where we're going to go. This is what I like. Okay, thanks, Dean, for commenting now. He was killing it NXT with Keith Lee before he was called up. Right.
He was.
Dijak was. Okay, and then they brought him to the main roster as T-Bar, and guess what happened? It didn't work out, but he didn't go back down to NXT as T-Bar. He went as a whole new character for Dijak.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't it's not the same Dijak. Let's keep it a buck, right? Dijak, before he went to the main roster, he was wearing them, like, shorts, those fighter shorts.
Yeah.
Shorts when he was fighting. Goes to the main roster, is in jeans. Come back down, now all of a sudden he's wearing sunglasses. Like, I'm just saying, he's a different character now. They're developing that character. I like this Dijak character, but I'm just saying.
I love this Dijak character.
Yeah, NXT, developmental. And look at Joe Casey. What was Joe Casey before he was the leader of...
Schism.
And then, post-Schism,
he's a whole great
different character.
I love the new Joe Casey. I can understand him more. I can get behind him a little bit more. Look at the developmental.
Everybody doing this.
Development of, you know, D'Angelo. We've seen him from the beginning to what he is now, and that is a completely different D'Angelo.
Facts.
So it is developmental, dude. It's this chance for them to be in the public eye and to develop.
You have to develop the character at developmental.
Man. They're not the same. Whatever. Not the same at all.
Yeah.
Not one bit.
They still report to the PC every day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're developing.
Developing.
All right, let's move to our next debate topic. Hell, we gotta talk about Brock Lesnar.
We're
gonna talk about Brock Lesnar.
Oh, this thing.
We're gonna talk about Brock Lesnar. All right, so Paul Heyman was announced as the first inductee into the WWE Hall of Fame this year. Definitely well deserved. The Paul Heyman guy in me is leaping for joy. So
down for years.
Exactly. So, which is why I was like, finally, he's getting his due.
It's because Triple H is in charge. This is Triple
exactly
H's mania and
100% what it is.
It's exactly.
He was like, "Oh no, just in case he ain't around next year or any other time, let me do this now."
Right. So people, there's a lot of different names going around saying who should be the one to induct Paul into the Hall of Fame. Of course, one of the names being brought up is Brock Lesnar. So, should Brock Lesnar induct Paul Heyman in the Hall of Fame? Sorry, you, Cliff.
In the words of Chaz, no! 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 You have, like, a bunch of other people who can induct him into the Hall of Fame. It's not Brock. I'm sorry. I think, honestly, myself, it should be Phil. Phil Brooks should be doing it. Because, you know, I feel like that
character. Oh, my. That is such the safe person to pick, too. And that drives me insane that you would say that.
I mean, yo.
Look, Phil, listen, he's the three-count. Look. Three Count Podcast favorite Phil. We love Phil Brooks. Okay, we endorse everything CM Punk here, right? All right. If this show was sponsored by CM Punk, we wear it proud. This would be CM Punk with Chaz and friends. Okay.
Yeah, I might have to hit him up and see if we can get that done.
He's not doing anything, man. We should look. Tag CM Punk, everybody, on Twitter right now. All our Twitter watchers right now who's watching this live. Tag CM Punk. So he can get on a live debate show with us. So he can debate about wrestling on Chaz and Friends. All right. Okay. You say CM Punk, and I'm gonna give you my 2 cents because I'm on the fence. I think I don't have a problem with it being Brock. I don't have a problem with it being Brock. Is there other people besides Brock? Of course, you can make that case for anybody. Now, you can say that for any Hall of Fame inductee, you can say, oh, they could have put this button. They could have said this one. They could have put that. They could have put that. So, like, didn't Stephanie induct Stone Cold, if I'm not mistaken? Didn't she induct Stone Cold?
I can't remember.
I thought it wasn't Vince.
For some reason, I thought it was Vince.
It was Vince, dude.
I thought it was Vince.
She did induct somebody, but
and we all said whoever she inducted, I thought it was Stone Cold. Maybe it was Warrior.
It was Vince.
It was Vince.
It was Stone Cold. Yeah.
It was Vince. Okay. So then it must have been with Warrior. Well, whoever it was, it should have been Vince. So you can always make the case on it. It should have been this person, should have been that person. Like, some people say for Stone Cold, it's who said Vince. Some people say it should have been JR. So you can make the case for anybody. But should it be Brock? I don't see why not. I mean, if yes, there are other people you can say. But if you look at it in today's age, a lot of people know Paul Heyman for being what? The advocate of the beast incarnate. The conqueror. You know? Brock Lesnar. Yes, I mean, his stuff with the bloodline now is not.
I was like the wise man.
I'm not saying with the wise man. That's only been what? We're looking at what, 3-4 years?
About three.
Yeah.
About 3 years now.
I feel we come from.
To what? When Brock showed up in 2002. All right. Then they broke off at one point for that 1 year, then Brock was gone. But when Brock came back. He came back with him for a couple months. He was by himself, but who showed up? Paul. He was with Paul until the bloodline, which was, 2020. So I don't see why not with Brock. And people are going to put, oh, no, Brock canceled this. Percent. Yeah, but people, that you're giving, everyone deserves a second chance. You're giving Velveteen Dream a second chance. That's all I'm going to say on that. But yeah, should it be Brock? I mean, I don't see why not. You already kicked him out the game.
That was going to be my point. If he ain't in the game, why the hell would you have him induct anybody? So I guess I'll go into my little thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
Fuck no. Because like I said, like you just said, they took him out of the game. Why the fuck would you put him on the Hall of Fame ceremony? And then can this man really speak for more than like 60 seconds?
Brock?
Yes. can this fool really speak more than 5 seconds? No, it keeps dropping. Like, I ain't like, can he string two words together for a whole sentence?
Damn, that's crazy.
You also like he gonna be like, he's gonna be like, oh, this is gonna sound horrible. Oh, this is gonna sound really horrible. He's gonna sound like Muhammad Ali did, like when
he don't do that. Don't do that.
What did I put the headphones back on at? Wait a minute.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Brock Lesnar not sounding like a late Muhammad Ali. Don't do that.
Oh, that's okay. Don't do that. All right.
Don't do that.
I just see him really fucking this up, trying to do his Hall of Fame speech that he didn't write.
Well, I was saying, what if he writes it? What if he writes it? Would that be better?
Oh, no, if he writes it, it's going to be like a 5-year-old saying, I love my daddy because... So, no. Nah, man. Somebody's got to write that for him. So, no. That's too much work. Like, give it to somebody that can talk. That was mean. I was being really mean. I really was being mean. I was being mean to Brock. Sorry.
Someone's going to clip that and they're going to send it right over to Brock.
I already know how to take care of Brock. I ain't worried about it. He get within like, 20 feet of me. He's not getting any closer. Let's just put it out there. But there's so many other people that can like seriously, legitly, that could induct him without having that stank on the Hall of Fame.
Having that stank.
Yeah, on the fucking Hall of Fame. Dude, they're still digging themselves from out of the fucking bullshit that they're already dealing with. So why add that BS? I mean, he took him out of the game for a reason before anybody could complain.
No, they did. They did. They definitely did.
So if they're going to take him out of the game, you think they're going to let him do the Hall of Fame? Let's be real. It'd be nice, but I mean, there's so many other people. Stephanie, freaking JR. Like, come on.
You guys are still naming people who aren't even in the company.
Right? I know.
Everyone in the game should be the one. I mean, she's not even in the company. People. She left. She quit. JR is not even in WWE. He's only in something. The only thing that WWE has in common with AEW is the E and W. That's it.
Yep, that's it.
He's not going to be inducting Paul. No, I think you might as well have just thrown Paul Wright in there, too, because, he's a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yo, the clear decision is, if you're not trying to, like, because you already had the situation happen with Brock, right, where, like, he got removed from the game, he got canceled, they canceled his Royal Rumble appearance, right? If you're not using Brock, okay, it's only Roman and Punk. Okay?
Tommy Dreamer.
That's it. Who?
Tommy Dreamer.
You mean the guy who's running TNA? That guy? That's what we doing? We're going to bring,
What? They brought Billy Gunn on there?
You might as well say
they brought Billy Gunn in the hall on the Hall of Fame.
You might as well say RVD. Yeah.
Okay. Well, why not?
Or Curtis Axel.
Bully Ray.
Nah. But I'm just saying, like, you're throwing like D-Von. You might as well get anybody who was associated with ECW
Rhino
and bring them in.
You might as well.
But you're not gonna take act like understandably, right? I do get Billy Gunn, right? He's kind of the exception to the rule.
Yeah,
okay. Let's be real. He's Hunter's friend. Okay.
Yeah.
Keep it 100. He's Hunter's friend. Dude. Fair. And I'm not going to say we don't know any of the relationships outside of the rest, right? Because they've made references to Billy Gunn outside of in WWE, outside when he was like, he's messing around with scissors or that's office supplies or whatever. But you got to look for someone in-house that's going to induct him. And that's what they really want. Or someone that they can sign to a legendary contract.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
And just have him quick come in and do something. So it's not going to be RVD because he's already just done appearances with AEW. And he's even said that he's kind of, it cost him a WrestleMania spot and a Rumble spot for doing those dates. It won't be Tommy Dreamer, even though, let's be real, that would probably be the smartest best. Choice of them all. He's creative over at Impact and or at TNA. And I know they built that bridge to where they had Jordan Grace come over. I don't see them bringing Tommy Dreamer to do it, okay? Bubba is definitely on point. I could do it with Bubba and D-Von, right? Because obviously ECW, you have that tie-in, right? Taz, right? Oh, wait, but Taz is doing commentary at AEW, so that's not going to make sense. So, like, at the end of the day, you have, like, maybe four people that you can actually use. Two of them were in a tag team. Like,
I mean, you got Curtis Axel.
So there's the Dudleys. They're not putting Curtis Axel up there. Shut up, Danny.
Why are you forgetting?
Shut up.
Hey, you know what? We'll get right back.
It certainly ain't going to be him. Listen, don't ruin it more for me. Don't ruin that for me. Okay.
It's Cesaro. Get Claudio back over. Why not?
No, don't bring it. No. You want to talk about somebody can't speak? Talking about Brock Lesnar can't speak.
You talking about Claudio can speak. Stop that.
Why are you crapping on Claudio like that?
I speak well in five languages.
I just say how I say it. Okay. Quit take. Let's go. Around the turnbuckle.
No, first off, I want to get into because this is like
the comments are blowing up. Yeah.
Oh, the comments are blowing up. Of course they are. Yeah, my fault. So not
what about RVD?
Oops.
Yeah, right, so that one.
I just deleted the whole topic. God darn it.
Wow, that's crazy. Not lying though, but still dead. Talk about Brock and like Muhammad Ali.
Oh,
CM Punk or Roman Reigns. That's what I said, right?
Yeah, that's the safest bet.
The only thing WWE and AEW have in common is the W and the E. That's a tweet. Kurt Angle, not a bad choice.
That's not a bad one.
You have Austin in there too, because you know the whole Alliance thing.
Oh yeah.
Sabu, I would agree.
Sabu is a good
choice. Nah, I would not.
He can't talk either.
No, he can't.
Poor Claudio. And then right, Chaz. look at you two agreeing on stuff.
I know, right?
See, the funny thing is this. We'll agree on Sundays, but I promise you, on April 20th, there will be no agreeance between us. They might slap me. I'm waiting for the day they put hands on me at this point.
That's going to be funny.
At this point. It's the only way. It's the only way.
And then Chaz will be like, you know what? I probably had that coming. You'd be like, you look like Jack Sparrow in the first movie, man, when he got smacked. And he's like, I probably deserved that. And he got smacked again. He's like, I don't think I deserved that one. And then the last one, he was like, yeah, I had that one coming.
<That's you. laughs> That one's one of my favorite parts.
Great movies.
They are great movies. And they should have not been Disney movies. Yeah, the part where the one chick's like taking off her stuff to jump into the water, and he yells at dude for like trying to stop her. He's like, "Oh, almost saw her ankles. We could have saw more than that if you kept your mouth shut." Like, oh, you can't say that. You should not be saying that on Disney. But that's okay. Let's keep going.
All right, round turnbuckles. Start with you, Damien.
Oh, God, I did so much. There was some pretty good news stories, and I guess that's what I'm going to end up kind of going with. And where is it at? Hold on, give me a second. Give me a second. I got too many notes. way too many notes.
I thought you.
Dirty Dom getting booed at his wedding.
Oh,
greatest thing ever. Dude, that is oh, that's just awesome. They just kept it alive. Like, who gets booed at their wedding?
It is great.
It was great. But congratulations to Dom getting married to his childhood sweetheart. 10 years together, they're gonna keep it pushing. So, that I saw that clip of that, and that kind of stuck out to me all week. This fucking hilarious. My wife thought it was hilarious. Like, it's been great. So, congratulations, Dirty Dom, on your wedding nuptials. So that's my thing.
All right. My turn.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Will Ospreay and Bryan Danielson. That match, look, I didn't think I needed another AEW pay-per-view so soon. Okay. I'm not used to them doing, you know, pay-per-views, you know, at a very steady rate now. I remember when they were only four. But
I wish it was only four.
Yeah. So was it Kingdom? Is that what it's called? What's it called? Is it Kingdom Legacy something? I don't know. Whatever it is.
Too fucking long to be watching and wasting my fucking life away, you mean? That pay-per-view?
No, not yet.
Make it a stream? That one. That's what you
mean. Yeah, the one we're going to stream? I mean,
yeah.
Didn't say that at all. Didn't say that. Anyway, yeah, just the idea of that alone. Give it to me. You know, we thought this match couldn't happen. And literally 2016 Chaz right now is marking out. Like, I'm getting Daniel Bryan, really, versus Will Ospreay. So, yeah, that right now is that's the top turnbuckle for me.
All right. Well, for me, it's going to be, TNA had their pay-per-view last night. Right,
right.
Sacrifice. Yeah, we didn't talk about it. Fire ass matches, left, right, and center, all over the place, man.
It was a lot
of great stuff. Yeah, so that's definitely it. Kind of went under the radar, so that's where I'm gonna go with. I mean, listen, anytime you catch someone doing a handstand and then Brian Myers coming through doing a spear whilst that person is doing a handstand on the apron,
yeah, insane. No, I saw that and that was wild.
So yeah,
it was crazy.
That, yeah, it's crazy. Wilding out. I'm like, damn,
I'm
bro.
Surprised nobody brought up Kevin Kelly.
I didn't want to bring up Kevin Kelly just because of the simple fact is I've had conversations with Kevin Kelly, and I don't want to on a public forum say, ha, that's why I didn't take your advice.
He didn't do anything wrong.
Yes, he did.
What'd he do?
Yes, he did. He shouldn't have went on Twitter.
Neither did Jericho.
Jericho
still got a job.
Jericho and Kevin Kelly.
Jericho.
I'm just saying. Yeah, keep it above 50. Chris Jericho, Kevin Kelly. The literal reason why you have crossover appeal, main, you know, like really main star appeal because Chris Jericho.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person.
Kevin Kelly.
Yeah, I'm the wrong person to be saying that. You know what I would do.
I know. You don't give a crap.
That's why, that's why we're still both like, yeah, I think, listen, I'm taking Kevin Kelly.
I'm taking his side, dude.
I'm taking Kevin Kelly to get removed because I'm just going to be honest. Like, hey, man, like, if I had to put a comparison between him and Jericho, I'm definitely going with Kevin Kelly every time to get fired.
Jericho's a draw. No one's going to the show. Better yet, no. No one's watching the show to hear Kevin Kelly.
That's exactly what that's what I'm doing. You know what? I'm the only one doing that. I guess I'm the only one sitting there like, yeah, man, I can't wait for this show to start up and I can go watch Kevin Kelly make commentary, or I can actually just, you know.
Because guess what? I'm gonna be honest with you. I like Tony and Nigel McGuinness way better.
Tony wasn't even like, let's keep it a buck, right? Because there's been rumors too, right? And I'll say it like, there's been rumors all over that Tony wasn't impressed with Kevin Kelly either. So that's why he was like, yo, I want Tony Schiavone to take over and do lead commentary on a Collision. So
there's like that. It is what it is. He should have kept his mouth shut. He probably would have still had a job. Probably wouldn't been on TV. Probably would have been used, but at least probably would have got paid. But that's on him.
No, he should have.
But he also, you know, yeah, he also, you know, gave me bad advice.
Yeah, speak his truth. Everybody's right to their truth.
He should have shut his mouth. Like you said last week about Riddle. See, he's in that same boat. No, it's not. They both should have kept their mouth shut. Or better yet, Tony should have kept his Twitter fingers to himself. Not Tony. Kevin Kelly should have kept his Twitter fingers to himself. I think
most of these people shouldn't be on Twitter, but that's just me.
You're right about that.
Once you hit a certain age, you shouldn't be on Twitter.
That's how I feel about
that age. What's the age though? Because I'm curious. Because Damien, you wouldn't even have a Twitter account. Would you be in like 400,000 years old?
Yeah, well, I shouldn't. That's why I don't post anything. I'm there for face value. I'm not there for a reason.
My man Damon said, that's why I hide behind the three count page.
that's why I be typing behind this page.
All right, let's go. It's Chad Gable. Let's talk about Gunther. All right, they got this big match. There's a lot of names floating around. Who's going to be the one to face Gunther at Mania? Is Chad Gable the one to dethrone Gunther at Mania? All right. Chad Gable has been cutting these promos, y'all. On his own time. They've been fire. His matches with Gunther have been fire. Is this the moment? Is he the one? Is he the guy to end the historic reign of the Intercontinental Champion, the Ring General, Gunther? Yes. Yes, it is. He is the man. He's the guy. Someone's got to do it. Someone has to. He cannot hold the belt. I mean, he can.
he can. As long as he wants to.
He can hold it as long as he wants to.
Are you going to take it from him?
I absolutely am not.
All right, because
I don't want it. I don't want that belt. But look, it's got someone. He's not going to hold it forever. Someone's got to beat him, and Chad Gable's the one. Okay, get over to Alpha Academy. All right, Maxine, they're trying to push her. All right, you're trying to push Alpha Academy. Put the belt on Chad Gable. Let him run with it. All right, let Alpha Academy in a main spot, like how you did, like how you use New Day. All right, as that big quirky babyface team. All right, boom. There's your next one. In the Alpha Academy, use them. They have the skill set in their toolbox. Let them use it. So is it Chad Gable? I for sure think so. I think Chad Gable is winning that match this week on Raw, and I think he's going to Mania. And he's gonna have his WrestleMania moment in Philly, and he's gonna beat Gunther.
I can't disagree. I think it has to be Chad Gable. Like, I mean, there's a whole lot of people, I guess, that you could throw in there, right? That can make, right? One of those people, I will tell you right now, I'll make a case. I'll make a case for one other person. He's injured right now, but he is expected to return anytime soon. Sheamus.
That's what I was going to say. Like, if you really think about it, that's the only other person he has
not won yet to make him a Grand Slam champion.
That's fair. Sheamus is fair.
And to have a surprise come in on Monday night and have it be Sheamus, I would not be disagreeing with that. That would be it. But if not him, definitely Chad Gable.
That's fair.
Okay, so for me, anybody else, because there is like an argument for the other people to do it, Jay, you know, all those other people that are, tossing their names out there. And yeah, it'd be good for them, but yeah, I'm have to agree. Like Chad, I think he would be the one that would benefit the most. You know what I mean? Like that match he had, those matches he had with Gunther, they were sick. They really were good. And like when he lost, man, I almost shed a tear. Like seeing his daughter's face.
It definitely was like, oh my gosh.
Like my wife shed a tear on that one, dude. That was heartbreaking. So you know what? Now I'm gonna have to agree. I think it has to be Chad unless it's Sheamus, which I wouldn't be mad about. Like I think he's the only exception to the rule. Legit. And I think anybody else it would be just why?
Exactly.
Like it's one of those where it's like, I get it, but why? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Does Jay really need it? No. Like, does anybody else really need it? Not really. So, like, yeah, give it to Chad, dude. Give him that W. Give him that big win, because he's been nothing but loyal. You know what I mean? And considering, let's like think about when he first came in.
Mm-hmm.
Came in a hot ass tag team. Partner gets really fucking seriously hurt, and then he just kind of—it's like he almost like floated.
Don't forget this. Don't forget they split him up first.
Yeah, they did split him up first, and then split him up first. Yeah, he got hurt, so they weren't able to really finish that that story that they were trying to tell. And then he kind of just been around, but he was always entertaining.
Yeah.
Well, remember, then, like, they split him up, and then they took him to SmackDown, right? And then they gave him Shelton Benjamin as his tag partner. And then he ran from there for a little bit and just kind of floated. Then they made him go to Shorty G because they thought it would be funny. And then they brought him back to Chad Gable.
I think he should get that win just for that, because he did it with a smile on his face. Like, and he made the most of that. Yeah. I feel like he was getting more aggressive then.
Yeah.
When he got, it was like, oh, you want to give me that name? Bet. I'm going to fucking drop it.
They made him cut his hair too. Yeah. Remember, he had the long hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, nah, he's been grinding, dude. And then the whole Alpha Academy thing with him and Otis. And then you add Maxine. Dude, those three are great. I just recently watched her interview. She's freaking hilarious. Just want to put that out there. She is a hilarious human being. Yeah. So, Chad, all the way. Yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah, and for those people who are booing Maxine, like, shut up.
Yeah, dude. Please be quiet. She's entertaining. I don't care what you say. Yeah, she might have had a little few mistakes at the Royal Rumble, but they were hilarious.
Well, like, people were booing her at a...
it was a house show, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were booing her at a house show. Like, bro, shut up. Shut up. Like,
well, she's just green. She's not ready for the main roster.
Shut up, bro. Like, have you taken bumps? Like, have
I'm on the fence of, like, they paid a ticket to do that. They can boo her. Like, who cares?
Yeah, but there's a point of being like
booing. No, who cares?
Nah.
I'm a full fledged believer of legit. Who cares? Like, regardless, at the end of the day, I know I can do it better than them. like what your opinion of what I do does not matter. At the end of the day, I get my paycheck, I get my money, and I go home. And guess what? I'm gonna do it again next week. And guess what? There's probably someone else who thinks I suck, but guess what? I still get paid at a high level to do this. So that's just me. Like, okay. Oh well, they booed her. Oh well, they can do that. Like, everyone has they have the right to do that. Like, there's more other pressing issues that fans do that we should be more addressing than just
toxic as fuck. Let's just put it out there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. We know that.
That's why we're
a toxic group of people. It just
100%. Center watching.
And that's why Bianca Belair is the best women's wrestler of all time. There, I said it. Now get mad.
Okay, Kanye.
Get mad.
Rhea, I want to thank you for all.
Rhea, I want to thank you for holding it down for the WWE for the past year now, year and a half, really, maybe 2 years, really. Like, you know, you've been doing your thing, but Bianca Belair still outshined you on her worst day.
Oh,
that's the clip I'm posting.
Someone got
I'm clipping that. And that's the post on Monday morning.
That was also messed up. Like, god dang it, the IWC is so fucking toxic.
Yeah. The funny thing is this: I see it all. I see this stuff all the time.
I know.
I see it all the time.
It
happens all the time.
Well, and we're familiar with you because you try to fight. You try to get into a fight with the old man.
You know what's crazy? Look, so did that pop in your memories today or like the past couple days too?
Oh, no. I low-key.
Because he popped in my memory or his face popped up and I thought about him and I went, I really almost fought this old man.
No, I keep a lot of things in my back pocket for random times whenever I just want to pull them out just for no reason. Just for no reason. Like, I want to be honest, right? One of my favorite moments that the Dawn has ever done, right?
Wait, how did this turn into your favorite moment?
Oh, no. I just want to put this in my back pocket so next year when I do this again, you'll be like, oh my god, I saw this coming. So anyway, Chaz was getting booed by some random white people in West Virginia, and he low-key told these people, the only reason why you boo me and cheer for the other black team is because when you say dance, monkey, dance, they dance. And then the white guys were all like, hey, yo, man, it's not like that at all. I'll never forget.
Oh, that's my boy.
Tears in the back.
I am so proud of you.
I did say that.
I was in tears. Oh, it was so funny because, like, those guys so quickly came up to the merch table and were like, hey, man, like, you know, you did a great job as a heel. I'm like, we really like you guys. Oh, my God. I was gone. Like, it's so, yo, I'm like, I'm crying.
I taught you well, buddy. I taught you well. See?
Yo, I don't know, like, did I say anything wrong?
Oh my God, but bro, like, it was the instant shock, and those guys is no, bro, like, that's not what it was at all.
listen, I spit fire, hot fire, okay?
Yeah, you better.
I spit hot fire. Y'all know I used to be a dragon. Oh man. All right. If you made it to the end of this video,
dumbass of the week.
Oh yeah, dumbass of the week.
Wow, you remember that?
You guys get a chance, go check out Now Enter Ring this week coming up with Delmi EXO. Delmi XO is coming on the show. I'm definitely excited. So yeah, go check that episode out when it comes out on Tuesday at 8 a.m. on YouTube or on Spotify.
All right. Here we go. So I'm gonna give you some more time if you have not already done so for my live viewers who are watching us right now on Twitter and who are watching us on YouTube, who are watching us on Facebook. I give you a chance to go over to our Twitter page, 3count_pod. Go vote on the poll. Who should be Damian's dumbass of the week? Right? Make sure you go vote. Sammy Guevara, Chris Jericho, Tony Khan, or the IWC. Right? Make sure you go vote. 3count_pod on Twitter. If you already voted now, if you already voted and you're just waiting for the results, make sure you go over to Instagram. Okay? Follow us at 3countpod. And that's all one word, no space. All right. Follow us on Threads. Same thing. 3countpod. TikTok. 3countpod. For your aware, it's finally happening. Okay. I told y'all it was happening. All right. The merch is coming. I have two shirts that are just waiting approval that need to be dropped.
As he sneezes. God bless you.
Thank you. So be on the lookout for those two shirts. We're going to definitely drop those merch. So please buy some merch. When be on the lookout on our social media platforms when they drop, so you're able to purchase those. So make sure you do that. Hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Hit that like button. Hit that follow button. All right, especially that like button. Even if you didn't like it, just hit the like button anyway, because it really helps with the video and gets people to watch the video. It helps push the video. So, hit that like button for us.
At Elon Musk, start pushing our shit, because it'd be nice. You're always looking for homegrown talent, right? To showcase. We're here on X. And we are here doing a live show, and you should be pushing our shit out there too.
What he said. Make sure you go watch the Villain Lounge.
Yeah, definitely watch it.
Okay. I love the Villain Lounge. And you've been getting, and listen, recently, folks, you've been getting hour long Villain Lounge. Okay.
Well, that's just because.
So enjoy it. There's a lot of news.
It's not going to be a permanent thing. That'll happen every once in a while. It's nice to have, you know, Twitch.
Oh, and, look. I yes.
Dude, when, I don't know, that combination, the three of us, is hilarious.
That was hilarious. It should not have been as funny as it should have been. Like, I finally finished it. So it shouldn't have been as funny as it been, but it was. Please go check out the Villains Lounge. Also, the next watch along is WrestleMania.
WrestleMania. Two nights.
Okay. It's two nights. We're gonna do two nights. You'll see me night one. You won't see me night two.
I'll be in Texas, by the way, when I do this. So it will be from my phone. But
you're getting live. You're not going to see me night two. You're going to see me night one, though. You won't see me night two, because night two, I need to be in full garb, all right, for the main event. And when I watch my tribal chief face defeat. Cody. I didn't say defeat. I just said watch him face Cody Rhodes.
All right, I'm putting it out there. Cody's losing.
You're going to, wow, we're not even, wow. I'm trying to sign off, and I'm trying to do dumbass of the week.
I'm just putting it out there.
You're putting it out there. All right.
I mean, right now, but I have a feeling he ain't going to finish that story at WrestleMania. He going to finish it at
that's time. Crazy. That's crazy. All right, dumbass of the week. Here we go. 20%. Oh, we're at tie. It's a tie for 2. It's a tie for 20%. At 20% for second place, Tony Khan in the IWC.
Oh, wow. They are giving Jericho a break because he donated.
Okay. How you know that 60% ain't Jericho?
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
Oh, let's keep it real. That's it's why not. He was my first nominee.
Sammy Guevara is the dumbass of the week, as he should be.
He and just, I am sorry.
Just because.
An award made with a big tomato on the top. So I can just have it present.
You dumbass of the year. I can't wait.
Oh, those awards? Yeah.
I can't wait for the end of the year awards and do dumbass of the year.
Oh, who's gonna win that one?
Chris Jericho.
He probably will.
It's either Chris Jericho or Tony Khan.
Probably.
Yeah. That's probably who it is. So
I don't know, man. Billy. He had a
well, guess what? I mean, we're only in March. We're only in March.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
We're only in March.
I totally right? Yo, that's so crazy. I definitely forgot about Billy being Billy.
Yeah. Dude, that was what actually, if you really think about it, because of Billy is the reason that award exists.
Facts.
True.
Fact. It should be called the Billy Corgan Dumbass.
The
Corgan
Award. Corgan Award. That's
I like. Cool. All right. At the end of the year, the Corgan Award. There it is. All right. If you get at the end of the video, my PlayStation users, you get a trophy. My Xbox users, you get an achievement. My PC users, you get a virus because grow up.
Grow up. Wow.
Make sure you hit us on all those social media. Hit that follow button on all our social media platforms. All right. Now Into the Ring is coming out on Tuesday. Villains Lounge is coming out Monday night. Raw-ish.
Something. No, next one, yeah. Now, the next one I'll be talking about, Sacrifice. We'll be talking about, Sacrifice and Collision.
Monday night. So that's Monday night.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So Monday night, Villains Lounge. All right. Tuesday, you got Now Into the Ring. And you got just you got content all day, every day. So definitely check us out. Thank you for catching us live. For those of you who are just pulling in on that lovely app called Twitter, sorry you missed the party, but come in next time at around 6 o'clock-ish. We'll be here and you can come argue with us about wrestling. All right.
Turn that notification on so that way you can see that we're always going live.
When
we're
exactly. Live. So
yeah, thanks for everybody for watching, man.
It's yeah, funny. we've reached a record live attendance.
Yeah,
all right. Record live attendance here in the Infinite Network.
Yeah, no, we want all y'all come back, talk to us.
The Infinite Network.
We gotta call the Infinite Network Arena. We gotta have one of those.
Also, remember, be on the lookout for the 15th for a live Villains Lounge.
Oh, yes, the live. Yes, I'm sorry.
Live Villains Lounge from
I wrote that down. I still missed it.
What's the name of the show?
Supernova. Oh,
Supernova Wrestling. Presents. March 15th.
Something with
at Revere, Massachusetts. You guys need to go check it out because
your boy Red Dog is he's in the match for the Infinite Plus Network title.
Yeah. So this should be very interesting. I'll be probably be interviewing a few wrestlers.
You interview me? I'm there. You interview me?
Yeah, why not? Like, come on in the Villains Lounge.
Absolutely.
The way he said it too, man. He's like, yeah, sure, I guess, you know.
Yeah, no, come chill with your boy. Look, nah. Everybody's invited to come chill with your boy. Now, just don't come at me sideways.
I'm gonna pull this like an American Idol and throw a water on someone's face at the Villains Lounge.
Oh, shucks. There you go. That's the equivalent of the coconut.
Exactly. I want to throw. I'm gonna. Yeah. You gotta have Villain Lounge mugs so we can just. Great show, Chaz. Didn't annoy me as much today. Good job.
And with that being said, Kawhi.
Buy my merch.
Hey guys, it's the host of the Three Count, you know, Chaz Evans here. Make sure to let you know that I don't run shit, I don't do shit, I just talk shit. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. What else did you do? You should also follow us on all social media. That's the Facebook at Three Count Podcast, the Instagram at Three Count Pod, and the Twitter at Three Count _ Pod. Also, if you like us a lot, you should definitely buy a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/3countpod, and that's the number 3. Don't be an idiot and type in T-H-R-E-E, because you're not going to find anything. So, make sure you follow us at 3countpod or 3count_pod on Twitter and buy a shirt. Be there or be somewhere else.